كنت طوالي خون جويني وبساء انتهى في الشو.
Well, I think what I'll do now, I'll tell you the there's eerie song and songs and about dead people coming back. Now there's a story of a man, and this is the story I'm going to tell you, that his wife died. And the night she was buried, there was a neighbor staying with them for the night. He had a young baby. And the neighbor was awake after midnight when he saw the woman coming in, feeding the child, dressing the child, and putting the child back in the cradle again, and she lived. And he told her husband in the morning that the wife came and fed the child, and the husband thought she was joking. And he said, if she comes tomorrow night, let me know. And the following night, she came again at midnight. And the husband was so much asleep, he couldn't even wake him up. So he lost her the second night. And the third night she came, the husband told him, when she comes, he said, put a bunch of nettles on my back. Well, if that don't wake somebody else, nothing will. No, nettles are so hot, you don't have them here, do you? Certainly. We have them at home, and it's an awful dose to get burned with the nettles. So he couldn't wake up the husband, so he threw the nettles on top of him in the bed. He woke him up then. And he just ran to the door just as the woman was going out, and he stopped her, his own wife. And she said, you cannot keep, nothing in the world can keep me, she said, unless you do what I'm telling you, you'll last me forever. This was my last night here. So tomorrow night, if you're a brave enough man, you can save me from a life with the fairy. Now, there's rumor that the fairies take people, especially when a woman gives birth to a child, that the fairies want that woman to breastfeed their own changelings in the rot. And that's how the woman was taken away after birth. A woman is always in danger of being taken away by the queer people. That is what the old people believed in. Now, as holy as some of us are, we believe terribly in pagan customs. Still do, always have done. And she said to him, now, tomorrow morning, and go to the weaver and get a drop of water from the weaver that he puts over the cloth as he weaves. He dips this in the saucepan and he puts it over the cloth. And I'll also get one of the strings that he cuts off the end of the tweed when he's finished weaving. Put them in a saucepan and boil them. And go out and get some cow dung and put it in the saucepan too. And tomorrow night at midnight, go out to the stile over there. And the last person you see walking over the stile, you won't see them, you'll feel them. Throw this over their head, and that'll be me. And he did that, and his wife was thrown back to him. Now, my mother, and I wouldn't tell a lie about her, she saw that woman before she died, the woman that happened to her.
Tinskotun, the Huit Ulskan, the Hagen Guide, is a Pilehon Joanu. Don't have a dish of we hope yet. The cost got the outside, I could say the Skype account here.